AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. America's employers boosted their hiring last month, adding a solid 531,000 jobs. It's the most since July, and a sign that the recovery is stronger than the virus-induced slowdowns. The unemployment rate's fallen to 4.6%. President Biden used this as an opportunity to push for his social spending bill and the infrastructure package to help create more jobs.
We stand on the cusp of historic economic progress. Two bills that together will create millions of jobs, grow the economy, invest our nation and our people, lower costs for families, and turn climate crisis into an opportunity. Put us in a path not only to compete, but to win the economic competition.
Those bills were supposed to be voted on today in the House, but leaders are postponing to accommodate a request that the actual costs be verified by the Congressional Budget Office. There's new optimism over a new experimental pill from Pfizer. It could help people with COVID quickly recover and avoid hospitalization. Our Mike Hempen reports.
The drug maker says its experimental antiviral pill cuts rates of hospitalization and death by nearly 90%.
There's more opposition to the White House rule. Employers with more than 100 workers have to require vaccinations or weekly testing. More than 24 Republican-led states have now filed suit. Election officials in Northern Virginia say Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin's 17-year-old son, too young to vote, twice tried to cast a ballot Tuesday. He was turned away because of his age. Prosecutors and defense attorneys are presenting two very different pictures in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery last year in Georgia. The prosecution says the black jogger was viewed as a criminal. The defense is suggesting self-defense. Don't forget to set the clocks back an hour Sunday morning. Daylight savings time is coming to an end. This is AP News. The UN Security Council has called for an end to the intensifying conflict in Ethiopia.
Ethiopia's Tigray forces are joining other armed groups to form an alliance against Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed after a year of war that has killed thousands of people. The new union includes the Tigray forces as well as the Oromo Liberation Army and seven other groups from around the country. Organizers say the group will be both political and military with the aim of deposing Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed to seek a political transition after a year of devastating war. I'm Karen Chamas.
Federal agents have searched the New York homes of people who are tied to the conservative group Project Veritas. The group reported that it was contacted by someone who claimed to have a diary that belonged to President Biden's youngest daughter. The head of the conservative group says they didn't publish the contents because they couldn't prove it was authentic. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.